Hello, I'm Dick Gilbert of radio station KQST, and here in the studio with me is Michael Modzelewski. Michael Modzelewski is a very interesting and unusual person who has recently come back from China, where he ran marathon races, and he also, at one point recently, decided to run the Grand Canyon from the North Rim down across and up to the South Rim. Michael, how in the world did you ever decide to become a marathon runner?
I came to visit my father, who lives here in Sedona, and with our family, we went up to hike the Grand Canyon. And in one day, or less than a day, we went down to Phantom Ranch and back up to the South Rim. And I was feeling so good during the hike that the last 2 miles, I ran to the top. And when I reached the top after running 2 miles, I said, I wonder if I could do the whole thing. So then I started training real serious, came back about a year later, and took an airplane from the South Rim over to the North Rim and ran all the way across.
You know, some people will tell you that a lot of what you are depends upon your genes, and knowing your dad as a footballer, I think that you had a great start in life.
Exactly. And even to extend the chain a little further, our grandfather, who came over from Poland and worked in the coal mines, always had a lot of endurance and stamina, which was passed on to my dad playing football, and I think I also received the same for marathon running.
Tell me where you played football.
With the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. A great team. Okay, well now, about yourself and your marathon running. How long have you been doing this?
I've been running since I was about 12 years old, but undisciplined and untrained. You know, we had a farm that we would spend summers on, and I would go for long runs, 6 or 8 miles, but not really knowing what I was doing. But I think in the last 5 or 6 years, I started reading about it and running with other runners.
Where was the farm located?
It was on the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania, near Pymatuning Lake.
That's a good place for a farm.
Exactly.
Okay. And a great place to be, a great place to grow up, isn't it? Beautiful
right.
Country. Okay. Did you go to school and run in school?
I went to St. Joseph High School in Cleveland. All boys, 2,000 of us, played football there and then went on a football scholarship to the University of Maryland for a year.
I'm very curious to know how a marathon runner survives financially.
Well, I'm also a writer.
Oh.
So the two of them kind of go hand in hand. In fact, with the China trip, I saw an ad in Runner's World to run the Great Wall. And I sent the organization, Kuo Fang in New York City, Kuo Fang Tours, copies of my writing, saying that why don't you take a writer along that can describe the experiences and you can use the articles for promotion. And they sent a letter back and said that we'd pick up about 3/4 of the cost.
So about how long ago was that?
We went over April 3rd and returned April 16th.
This year?
Right.
You're just back then.
Right.
How do you run the Great Wall of China? Do you hop up on top of it? Or
well, what we did is the bus stopped about 5 kilometers away from the wall, mm-hmm. and we still hadn't seen it yet. And then we had to run uphill continuously for those 5 kilometers, and then you rounded one big hill, and there was the Great Wall that was built, started to be built in the year 5 BC, and ran up to the wall, and then we went up to the highest watchtower. So we ran about a 3K on the wall itself to get up there.
Did you try to set any time records?
Well, it was called a fun run. We just did it amongst ourselves. And people that didn't feel like running could walk it because it was very, very steep. Some of the stairs, it was just like climbing a mountain about the last 200 yards to get to the top.
What did you think of the Great Wall? Do you think it was a remarkable undertaking?
Probably the most impressive man-made structure that I've ever seen.
How long is it?
I think right now it extends for 3,000 miles. And most of it is crumbling and, there's rocks that are still falling off it. But the Chinese are starting a drive right now to raise money so that they can restore the whole wall. It'll take them probably 10 or 20 years.
It's amazing to me that anybody would undertake a hobby of running because unless it's just self-satisfaction.
Well, it's that, and it also, the Greeks always believed that if your body was in good shape, your mind would follow. That, you know, the mind would work well if the body's in shape. And with my writing, a lot of times I carry a notepad with me. If I'm out for a 4-hour or 6-hour run, especially through the countryside, if I'm stuck on an article and I'm writing, a lot of times the thoughts seem to mesh. I don't know if it's the oxygen or the environment that you're in, but it goes hand in hand.
Well, what is your next big adventure?
Well, I also am a mountain climber, so I'm going to be climbing Mount Rainier in July, and that's kind of a step up to do Denali or Mount McKinley up in Alaska, and I'll be doing that in the summer of 87. So the marathon running helps the mountain climbing because it lowers your pulse and also gets you aerobically fit.
I have a question, and that is, how can the average person, how can us, those of us here in Sedona, share in some of your adventures? Now, we may not be able to read your articles or even ever see them, but you are going to make it possible for us to enjoy with you, aren't you, tomorrow?
Well, since my dad's here, I'd like to, you know, pass through at least once or twice a year, and I'll just keep bringing the slides of the next adventure. And
do you stop and take pictures as you go?
Right.
You do?
Yeah.
Take pictures, write books. And
so sometimes when I run a marathon like the Big Sur Marathon in California, I'll lug a camera 26 miles all the way with me, you know, just so I can stop along the way to get pictures.
Is it a heavy camera?
Just an automatic Nikon, about 2 or 3 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many pictures can you take with it before you have to reload?
36 shots on a roll.
How many rolls? Do you take a bunch of rolls?
I'll take about 4 or 5 rolls.
You will?
So, but I've got it down where I can load it on the run and, you know, shoot real quick, too, when I stop.
I think you're a unique individual. You do your marathon running, you write your articles with your notebook while you're chopping along, and also take pictures.
All right, it all happens at once.
I can't believe it, but I'm sure it's a fact, and we can all see it. But where and when can we see it? Tomorrow?
Okay, we'll be at the Harmony Hills Clubhouse at 7:30 p.m., and I'll be showing about 200 slides from China of the entire tour. And we went to 5 cities. We started in Shanghai, went to Suzhou, Hangzhou, Jinan, and then on to Beijing or Peking. So there's lots of shots of the countryside, the people, the cities. We toured silk factories, tea plantations, and then also some shots of running.
It sounds like anyone who gets to see this will really have an appreciation of China and a knowledge of it, a feeling for it.
All right. I tried to get as many different levels of the country as I could. And at night, I would just wander down back alleys and shoot pictures of the peasants that would come in to sell vegetables. So there's a lot of different cross cultures that we got on film.
It sounds just great. Is there a charge for
it? Will be charging $3.
$3 to see this adventure in China.
Right.
How long do you think it'll last, approximately?
Show will probably go a little bit over an hour, and then I hope we'll have time for questions and answers.
Discussion.
Right. And anybody, you know, in the audience that's been to China, we can talk, too.
Michael, is there anything else you want to tell me about yourself and about your marathon running?
Well, there's an exciting race coming up that's kind of the focal point for all the running and mountain climbing, and that's the Western States 100. And that's a 100-mile foot race from Squaw Valley across the Sierra Mountains to a little town called Auburn. And ABC filmed it this year. It was on television. And so all of my training right now is really geared up for that. But the China trip in itself was, great experience just alone.
It sounds like it is in itself a complete and great adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And we can share it with you tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Harmony Hills Clubhouse, and the charge is only $3.
Right, and this was the second year that runners went into China to run with. So, and it was led by Erica Fernbach, who's been in Asia about 12 times. So with Kofong Tours, did a really great job putting it together.
Well, I want to thank you for doing a great job for America as a runner. And we'll look forward to seeing your slides tomorrow.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
This has been a visit with Michael Mojeleski.